It's so easy to feel lost in the world today. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can break through the noise of what everyone is telling you to do and lay your foundation for a life of success, purpose, and joy. I'm Caleb Price. As a fellow young adult and certified life coach, I'm sharing exactly how to do this, how to navigate the struggles of adulthood, and how to find yourself. Join me and become the modern young adult you've always wanted to be. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Modern Young Adult. I am Caleb Price, and I just got back from spring break. Hopefully, you maybe get a spring break. If you don't, I'm sorry. Maybe go on a vacation. You know, maybe I'm not encouraging you to ditch school on a Friday or something like that, but, you know, do something. Because let me tell you, the break was so needed. I feel so much better. It was so much fun just to hang out with the guys, go on an aircraft carrier, go to California, see the beach. I love the beach. It is always, I think, going to be my favorite place. I don't know why. I can't explain it, but, you know, I'm fine with it. I like it. Anyway, I bring only spring break up, though, because it was fascinating that I feel like a lot of times there's a stereotype, which is understandable, that guys don't like to open up. Guys don't have deep conversations. Guys don't like, the male generation just kind of like keeps themselves closed off and is not willing to open up. At least compared to girls. And I don't think that's the case. I think it's just something we kind of all made up. I think there's a lot of evidence our brain gives us for it, but like, I don't know, just go on a road trip. Guarantee you're spend 6 hours in the car with someone, you're going to talk about something deeper. You're going to have interesting conversations. And it just also brought up this idea for me, though, specifically when it comes down to difficult conversations. Why do we struggle so much with this? When it comes down to conversations that we feel in our heart to be kind of heavy, whether it's just feelings that we have, it really is all just coming down to our feelings, but specifically maybe in the context of breaking up with someone, or you're trying to open up to someone about your own feelings. You're trying to gauge and see where do you stand when it comes to a relationship. All these conversations have to happen with another person. So typically they're going to involve relationship things, but it could be anything. It could be you opening up about struggles that you are having. It could be you asking for help from another individual. It could be you explaining to another individual how maybe you are hurt or that you are desiring something to change. And it is hard. It is so hard for us as human beings to let it out, to open our mouths and to basically say the words that are in our heart, the thing that is on our minds so much. And we know we'd feel better, but we don't have the strength or ability to do it. And so today I wanted to talk through, how do you have a difficult conversation? How do you do this thing that is so difficult for us to do? And so you can really ultimately avoid more pain. You can avoid situations like this. So like my friend recently, a friend of mine that I'm pretty close with, like he recently had to have a difficult conversation. He was seeing this girl and, kind of unsure about it, but, kind of like playing it out, seeing, they're texting, they're talking, they're going on dates, but then he's like, nah, I don't think so. So he's just like, let me just be friends. And he was all right in making that clear, but kind of, I think, left the impression that like we could, it's like, let's just be friends for now sort of thing. And, that ultimately kind of just opened the door for her, at least in her mind, to think, oh, well, this is just something I have to wait for. And so was just a lot more present in that, kind of holding on in that sense. And he didn't have the heart to say, hey, like, I don't think it should be like this. I don't, we should just kind of like, not like we can still be friends, but like separate in the sense of like not be the same as we were before, like just with the full understanding, like, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I know it's going to not go anywhere. And it just kept on going. It just kept growing in a sense, because he, was just like, I would like to do it in person, all these caveats, but really just kept pushing it off until the point where like it kind of spiraled a little bit out of control. Like just no one knew what was going on in this friend group. And I felt really bad for her. I felt bad for him because they were in a lot of pain for no reason. when a conversation that, though, albeit would involve a lot of emotions that are kind of scary, would have made things less painful in the end, and maybe something, you know, could have been salvaged when it comes to peace, not even in terms of a relationship or anything, but just like personal peace around the subject. That's not to say that there is a right or wrong way to do these sorts of things. I think that's my first foundational thing when it comes to conversations, is that there's no right or wrong when it comes to how it's done, as well as also the, even the outcome, because the fundamental truth of life is you have no control over how another person reacts or thinks or is going to choose how they feel. You cannot dictate that. And I think if we understand that as a core, we avoid manipulation. We avoid, you know, just like doing something that would be kind of unintentionally, albeit malevolent, in that like we want someone to feel a certain way, and so we construct our argument, we construct our thesis of a conversation, and we make it so that they like, you know, we want them to be happy. And yet, going into a conversation wanting someone to be happy or wanting someone to feel a certain way is distorting their honest, genuine reaction and preventing them from being their honest, true self, and is manipulative in that sense. And it's only to make us feel better. That's the only reason we are doing it, you know, because we don't want them to get hurt, because that would hurt us and we wouldn't like that. We don't like sitting in that sort of pain. And so I think the first thing to embrace when it comes to a difficult conversation is that the other person on the other side might not like it. They might not be open to it. Now, let's say you're opening up about something, that some issues that you're going through, or you're looking for a friend to support. I'm not saying in that kind of context. That's someone you should be trusting, and I imagine 100% that they are going to be behind you. They're going to want to listen to you. Our brain will go to the worst case scenario, that they don't care, that they're going to judge us. And so it's still there, and that we want them to react a certain way when we open up, yet we still can't guarantee it. I imagine it's going to go the right way, but I want to emphasize this foundation that they, as a human being, have every right to choose how they react, to choose how they're going to feel about the thing that you're talking about. And we might not like it. And that is kind of tough beans about that. I jokingly say that. It's just, it's a hard fact of life to embrace that other people aren't going to like everything that you do. Other people aren't going to appreciate or understand or feel like you do, because they're not supposed to. Only you can, meaning that only you are the one who will have your back always, or who can have your back always, at least, you know, in terms of this mortal life. You know, if you believe in God, I believe he has your back always too, because he's perfect in that way. But human beings around us are not perfect, meaning they're not going to do the things that you expect them to do always, as well as they shouldn't. And we shouldn't manipulate them. We don't need to manipulate them, because we can choose to feel good about ourselves in that discomfort. The conversation that you are maybe imagining for yourself, maybe you have feelings for another person and you want to express them at some point, but you don't know how, or you feel like you don't want to be weird, you don't want to appear needy and all these things, or you're breaking up with someone, you don't want them to get hurt, you don't want them to get upset with you, you are wanting to get forgiveness for something, and so you're looking for them to maybe feel, you know, not guilt, but like at least to understand, like, oh, I've done something wrong, but I want some change, some sort of humility in there. We can expect those sorts of things, but know that, like, we will most likely sometimes be disappointed, I'd say half the time, because it's not going to go that way that we want to. Yet, that's not the thing that matters. The thing that matters is, how will you feel at the end of this conversation? How will you feel about yourself? Will you love yourself? Will you give yourself the forgiveness? Will you be there for yourself even if it doesn't get reciprocated? Will you be proud of yourself no matter the outcome when it comes down to this difficult conversation? And I think that's the way, the thing I like to think about it. Because when you have your side in all of this, as your foundation, in understanding that the other person gets to decide however they want. We have no control over it. And yet, without even having control of it, I can have peace over it. Like, I can accept whatever the outcome is, that I'm going to feel good about myself. Then we are set up for success. Then we are set up to show up as our genuine selves. Because I think a lot of the ways we go wrong when it comes to these conversations is that we are trying to manipulate it and not be our true selves about it. We downplay things. We make it less than. We rationalize. We act weird. We act needy. We these sorts of things happen because we wanted to go a certain way instead of just being, this is me. This is me. These are my emotions. These are my feelings. It is one of the most human things in the world to express how we are feeling. And yet it is so difficult for us to express how we are feeling. Because one, we probably just don't get a lot of practice with it. Two, we don't want to go there necessarily with the feelings, especially if it's something hard. And yet, I think that's the best way that we can have these kinds of things, is to be genuine, is to be like, this is just how I feel. There doesn't have to be a right to it or a wrong to it in any way. It just is. It's just how I am. And all I really want, my only goal in this is to express it, is to express a sentiment that, like, hey, as irrational or as terrible and not understandable that this is, like, I think we should break up. Like, I feel this way. This is my reasoning. There's no easy way about saying something like that. The same with opening up about maybe something that you want to share with another human being. Like, this is how I feel. This is something that I want to do for myself, but I'm kind of scared to talk to my parents about this, for example. Like, when it comes to maybe a college you want to go to, a career you want to seek after, the person that you want to pursue in dating or marriage, having the conversation with the other person, you know, person's parents about, you know, marrying someone and being a part of the family. Like, that's just hard. It's hard to express that because it's opening up ourselves and leaving ourselves out there in the cold, so to speak, in vulnerability. And yet, if we keep those emotions inside, I believe that only hurts us more. I believe putting off these things that we know we need to do only is going to hurt us more. And so that is why we have to kind of swallow the pill, so to speak, grimace maybe, albeit a little bit, and take the medicine now versus putting it off later and only making ourselves more sick. Now, to give you some guidance when it comes to this, I want to give you a couple thoughts that you can latch onto to remind yourself to hold yourself to when it comes down to this conversation that you're going to have. And it's a way to kind of pivot from thoughts that I just don't think are helpful, that I know happen because they're somewhere in your brain, I guarantee it. Something like, I don't want to hurt them. That's probably the biggest one that I hear a lot. Or, I don't want to upset them. I don't want to inconvenience them. I don't want to discourage them. I don't want them to have a negative emotional experience in some sort of fashion. I think that's honestly, not that it's a lie, because I think our intention is good in there, but it's just not helpful. It kind of eats at us, and it's indirectly only actually going to make things worse. And so the thing that I like to think instead is, I can prevent more pain in telling the truth now. Think about, like, I don't know, for me is like lying, like it's like how lying, as helpful as it feels in that moment to do so, is actually, like, I'm going to say not always, but it's almost always never as good as just telling the truth. And I'm talking about in the circumstance of, like, I don't know, let's say, like, I'm trying to think for me, like, let's say you, like, dented the car, or like, and I'm thinking in high school right now, like, when, like, you do something wrong and then you're like, I have to tell my parents about this, and you're just like, ugh, you can just feel in your heart, like, the clenching, like, I don't want to do that, like, because they're going to be mad at me again, trying to prevent their emotional reaction. If I reminded myself, hey, that we're going to experience less pain in telling the truth now, like, then, like, as hard as it still is, it is an easier pill to swallow. It is easier to embrace and remind ourselves that this is going to be for our good. Like, I remember, it's so stupid. This is such a stupid story, but it happened. This is real. So after my mission, I went and got like a dentist appointment, and I was good. I didn't have a single cavity, and I was so impressed with myself because like my teeth are usually genetically the worst. I feel like it all throughout growing up, and I'm not saying I was a good brusher by any means, but still I was like, dang, this is always happening. But on my mission, didn't have a single thing. And I was like, oh, I was blessed. Like, that is amazing. And then like a month later, after the dentist appointment, we're going on vacation. I'm in the San Francisco airport. We're going to Hawaii. I'm like, oh, you know what I haven't had in forever? A Sour Patch watermelon. That sounds so dope. So I got one at like the, you know, little convenience Hudson News, whatever. And I think it was like the first or second one I bit down on, it just like sealed down on one of my like back fillings and just pulled it out and popped it out. And like, I just ate, you know, I was eating it. And then I like felt like a hole in my mouth, and I realized that my feeling was gone, and I was like, oh my gosh, what? And we're going to Hawaii. And so I'm just like, well, I don't want to ruin the trip, and like, what just happened? Da, 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 da. And but I was just like, well, I'm gonna tell my parents because I have a hole in my teeth now from a Sour Patch watermelon. Also embarrassing, so many emotions happening. I told them. That might have been really hard in the moment. It would have been easy for me in my like past high school self to be like, well, I'm not going to say anything about this because it's terrible. But if I let that grow without saying anything, like, what would have happened to my teeth? What could have been the damages in keeping something like that hidden in that kind of sense? And so I told them, and we called my grandpa, who was a dentist, and he said, you'll be fine for the week. Like obviously go to the dentist, but like, you'll be good for the week in Hawaii. And so that was that experience. Ridiculous. I can't even believe it happened, but it's real. So know that you prevent more pain in telling the truth now, always. And also know that you can tell the whole truth. So many of us are focused on that little itty bitty piece of the truth that we don't like, that is really uncomfortable. Like the, I really like, you know, I like you. I want to keep spending time with you. That is hard to say when we're expressing our feelings. Or like the breaking up part, like there's something I don't like, or like friend zoning someone, like I just don't see this going anywhere. It's not that I want it. We can surround that with the whole truth we believe about that person. We can say how much we do genuinely appreciate about the person, what characteristics we like about this person, or all, you know, the good things that we've had with this person, like all our feelings about it. So much when it comes to a difficult conversation, we hold on to the one thing that we like, I don't like this thing about you. or like, I have to say this hard thing to this person. And yet, we could do good in surrounding it with love. How much do we actually love this person too? If we love this person, that's really the reason why we're having this conversation, is because we care. We could have just ghosted them. If this is, you know, like a dating sort of thing, we could have just kept this hidden. We could have just, you know, went on our whole lives without opening up to this person. Yet we care. We love this person. And so that is ultimately why we're doing it. And so make sure to also express that when you are telling the truth, because especially if it's something hard for the other person to hear, it will be more helpful to understand that it's coming from a good place, albeit still uncomfortable. Because again, we're not dictating how they're going to feel about it. We're not doing it to manipulate, but we're doing it to just help ourselves express fully our feelings. Remember to express all your feelings, not just the little hard, you know, like avocado seed at the center. You know, do all the other good avocado goodness in this weird metaphor I just came up with. And so lastly, like, your brain is going to jump to places. It's going to freak out, so to speak. It's going to wonder and worry and have so many thoughts, especially when you're like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm doing it on this day, so to speak, or we're, you know, whatever. And it's going to freak out. it's going to be scared to do it. You're going to have thoughts like, I'm scared to do this, or this person's going to judge me. They're going to say this. This isn't going to work out the way that I want to. Like, I can't do this. All these thoughts are going to come in, and you can embrace that. Just let it happen. It's going to happen. Your brain is designed to worry. Your brain is designed to freak out. It's designed to go to worst case scenario. You might even go to worst case scenario and play around with it and say, like, is this really that bad? It's probably pretty bad. But can you still survive on the other side of it? Can you be scared and have that be okay? Can you hold those emotions in and say, bring it on, so to speak, because it's what it takes to be a human. It's what it takes to be in this world. These feelings are not bad. By any means. That's not to say that we can't decrease, you know, the emotional intensity that we might be experiencing in this moment. I know a lot of you, like myself, just are on fire half the time when it comes down to a conversation that you're so worried about. And so that's where these tools that we've talked about can help you to embrace and think, I don't actually have any control over this. I don't need any control over it. The only thing that I need is choosing to love me, and that's my choice. I love me and how this goes no matter what. This is going to go exactly the way it's supposed to. I don't, like, me talking now is going to prevent more pain in telling this truth. It's not about not wanting to hurt them. It's not about, it's okay if they judge me. It's okay if they're hurt. It's okay if they, you know, even hate, so to speak. I'm scared to do this, and that's okay. Bring it on. I can do this. Like, I'm going to feel so much better getting these feelings out. And I'm making it a bigger deal. There can be conversations that are hard, just but that are smaller. There can be bigger ones, whatever it may be. Really, at the end of the day, it just takes practice. Practice that, you know, will make things easier, but at the same time also will always have an element of emotion because you are human. You are human. You were designed to feel this way. You're designed to have these alarm bells that freak you out, because a relationship is something, one, that we care about, and two, we don't want to get kicked out of necessarily, or we don't want to ruin, or it's so hard for us to, you know, not be in quote unquote control of a situation. And when we're seen in that sort of vulnerability, whatever it may be, like, that's just hard. It's so unnatural towards us, to us. And yet, I think it's one of the greatest things that we can do. I think our world can be made so much better in opening up. In opening up, because we don't bottle up our emotions, we don't hide them, and those don't get leaked out into our personality, into our actions, whatever it may be. Like, I think so much of the world has gotten better because people have decided to open up. They've decided to have honest, good conversation with others. They decided to, you know, go on spring break and talk about deep things. That's not to say those were difficult conversations by any means, but just to say, hey, I felt sadness. I felt depressed. I felt grief. I felt sorrow and shame. I felt low. I felt the lowest I've ever felt in my life. And yet, I'm still here. And yet, I still love life. And yet, I continue to go on for hope in this world, because that is the whole point of experiencing joy in this life, is to experience it all. There is no right way to do these conversations. It's only that you do it. You might end the conversation and feel great, or you might end it and feel terrible. That is okay. Do not judge yourself for that. It's all right. However it goes, also, don't judge yourself. You know, we have no control over their, you know, their reaction in this, as well as we could theoretically always do it better. And yet, in my opinion, you know, the best kind of conversation is just the one you have. The best kind of outcome is one that is actually done, not one that is hypothesized. And so I invite you to be that change in the world, to have the hard conversations that people aren't willing to have because they need to happen for a lot of things, to decrease the pain in the world by expressing your true feelings and sentiments, and also then thereby growing your relationship with your emotions and with yourself. I promise you, this can bless your life. This can help change everything potentially for you. And of course, if this is something that you want more practice with, I'd love to help you with a free coaching call. You can sign up in the links in this bio or message me for more details. But with that, I'm going to leave you. Good luck. Have fun. I mean, not necessarily in the difficult conversations, but I encourage you that if you've been putting something off, to go for it. And I promise it might go better than you think. But even if not, you will feel better for doing it. Okay, my friends, I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please leave your review, share it with a friend, and don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at Caleb the College Coach for more content that'll inspire you. And if you want to apply the very tools that I talk about directly to your life with a personal touch, sign up for your free 30-minute coaching call with me. Remember, you are good, you are capable, and you can have the very life you want. Good luck out there in the real world.